discussion. Last time we were talking about the Kiddush by day. We said, Chazal HaMesakim, right, that's what Takana Derabbanan, to make Kiddush even during the day of Shabbos. The Kiddush at night is a Din D'Oraisa, a Mitzvah D'Oraisa, Kiddush B'Dvarim. But by day, it's only a Din D'Rabbanan to say, make a Baruch Pei Gofen. We said that there are distinctions to be drawn. There are three distinctions that the Poskim have between the Kiddush at night and the Kiddush by day. Not all Poskim agree that these distinctions play out, but there are three issues that are discussed. First of all, whether one is allowed to taste something before the Kiddush. Before the nighttime Kiddush, everyone holds that it's Osir Lito. For the daytime Kiddush, it's not so clear. The Rambam holds that it is Osir, and the Rabbit says that it's not. The Rabbit says it's permissible, so we are machmir for the Rambam to assume that one is not allowed to taste before the Kiddush, but that's only after the mitzvah of Kiddush has been chal on you. That's only after you've davened. Now there's a chiyuv of Kiddush b'makom suda, you can eat mezonos. But before davening, then one can have a shahakol, because there's no din of Kiddush b'makom suda, because you're really not supposed to have mezonos before davening, unless the person is a chola. Maybe a person who is a chola, since he can do Kiddush b'makom suda beforehand, he should have to make Kiddush before davening. But for the average individual who's not a chola, so then there's no heter to have the mezonos. You can't have kiddush makom suda. So therefore, there's no chiyuv kiddush. If there's no chiyuv kiddush, then there's a heter of te'ima. And this was the first issue, whether there's an isser of te'ima before the kiddush by day. And we're going to come back to this in a different context. It's going to be very important. Even though we don't paskin like this ravid, there are some achronim that invoke the ravid to use him in certain contexts, which we'll get back to in the discussion. The second issue that the poskim talk about, that there might be a difference between Kiddush at night and Kiddush by day, is whether the rule of Yotze Motzi applies. Meaning, if a person has already been Yotze Kiddush, can he be Motzi someone else? Let's say a person made a Kiddush, he made Kiddush at a Kiddush, right? And then there's someone else who comes. It's very common. Men go to the Kiddush, and they make Kiddush, they start to eat, and then the women come, and some women haven't heard Kiddush. So can a man who has already made Kiddush, can he make Kiddush on behalf of the women? To be Motzi the women? Well, let's say another man comes, and he doesn't want to make Kiddush, but he wants someone to be Motzi him. So would we use the rule of Yotze Motzi for Kiddush by day or not? Shomea Ka'ona, the din of Shomea Ka'ona, of course, applies. Meaning if a person says a Baruch Pei Gofen himself, he's being Yotze Kiddush himself, then obviously he can be Motzi someone else. The Shaila is, let's say he already has been Yotze Kiddush. So then the rule of Shomea Ka'ona doesn't apply. Then you need the din of Orvus to say that Yotze Motzi, even though I have been Yotze, but if any Jew still has to be Yotze Kiddush, I'm obligated in Kiddush for that Jew. So the rule of Yotze Motzi is a Kiddush on top of Shomea Ka'ona. Does that rule of Yotze Motzi apply to Kiddush by day or not? So that's a big Machlokes Rishon. The Beis Yosef quotes a Mordechai who says that it doesn't apply. The rule of Yotze Motzi doesn't apply to Kiddush by Yom. But the Ramah quotes other Rishon who say that it does apply. And we pask in that way. Maybe the Sfardim. The Sfardim will be Machmen. I don't know. I'm not sure what the Shulchan Aruch himself says. Even though the Beis Yosef quotes such an opinion, I'm not sure how we pass them from the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah, the Ashkenazim who follow the Ramah, they assume that we use the principle of Yotze Motzi even for Kiddush by Yom. So that individual who already made Kiddush would be allowed to say another Kiddush on behalf of someone else. Whether he's drinking from that coast or whether he's not drinking from the coast, it doesn't matter. He can say a Baruch Pei Gofen to someone else because he's being Motzi him in the Kiddush. That's what Yotze Motzi means, that you make another bracha on behalf of someone else even if you don't need that bracha. So whether he's drinking from the Kiddush or not, he's already been Yotze the Kiddush, so he doesn't need that bracha at all. But it's not a bracha shein etzricha because the other people need it. So the rule of Yotze Motzi says that you can be Motzi then. What's the machlokas to assume that Yotze Motzi should apply or shouldn't apply to Kiddush Bayom? What kind of a strange shaila is this? For Kiddush Balayla, the Shulchan Aruch paskin straight, Simen Reishayim Gimel Siv Dalet, that of course the rule of Yotze Motzi applies. So Vusapis, when it comes to Kiddush Bayom, there's a machlokas we've shown. So the answer is because Kiddush Bayom is fundamentally different. It's a Baruch Pei Gofen, it's just a Birchas Hanenin. And that's the shaila that you have to ask yourself. Does the rule of Yotze Motzi apply to a Birchas Hanenin, or does it apply only to a Birchas HaMitzvah? So, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and Dav Chavtes, says that Yotze Motzi actually doesn't apply to Birchas Hanenin. Meaning, if I'm eating at a Suda, right, if I made a Shahakal, Hadom, HaMotzi, let's say, right, I made a Bracha, and then someone else comes, and he doesn't want to make the Bracha himself, can I be Motzi him? The answer is no. You can't be Motzi someone in a Birchas Hanenin if you don't need that bracha. Shomea Ka'ona does work in a Birchas Hanenin. A Stam Birchas Hanenin, you're sitting down and making a Birchas Hanenin, a Sha'ako, Mazonas, whatever. Shomea Ka'ona does work, but Yotze Motzi doesn't work. If I've already been Yotze, I can't make another Baruch on behalf of someone else. That's the rule that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says. That the din of Yotze Motzi applies to Birchas HaMitzah, but not to Birchas Hanenin. So at first glance you'd say, so it's Poshet, so Yotze Motzi shouldn't apply to Kiddush Bayom. So how can you explain the Rishonim will hold that it does apply? Josh?
When you say make the chilek between Birchas Hanenin and Birchas HaMitzvah, I mean, I thought Friday night Kiddush is not, isn't that the mitzvah itself? You say the words, isn't that Birchas HaMitzvah?
Birchas HaMitzvah, Mekadosh HaShabbos is not a Birchas Hanenin. The Bar Pergofen is a Birchas Hanenin. But the Mekadosh, what you might be asking is, how can you be Motzi, how can we say Yotze Motzi for the Bar Pergofen of Kiddush Balayla? That's what you're asking?
So
that's a good kasha. Okay, so wait. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that we don't apply Yotze Motzi to Birchas Hanenin. That's a stam Birchas Hanenin. That you're eating a suda and you make a bracha and then someone else comes. You can't be Motzi him because you've already been Yotze. But to Birchas Hachova, Birchas HaMitzah, we do say you use the principle of Yotze Motzi. So the question is, Josh is kasha. How can we say Yotze Motzi for the Bar Piagafen of Kiddush Balayla, it's not a Birchas Hanenin? If we don't say Yotze Motzi for Birchas Hanenin, so why is the Bar Piagafen of Kiddush at night any different? And everyone says that we use the principle of Yotze Motzi at night. So the answer might be that the Bar Piagafen of Kiddush at night is connected to a Birchas HaMitzvah. One way to look at it is that the Bar Piagafen at night is different because it's connected to a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's connected to a bracha that's not a Birchas Hanenin. The Kaddish HaShabbos is a Birchas HaMitzvah. So you could say that if the Bar Piagafen is connected to a Birchas HaMitzvah, then we'll use the principle of Yotze Motzi even for the Bar Piagafen itself. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, no, the Yotze Motzi will apply to the Bar Piagafen of Kiddush at night because it's a chiyuv to say the Bar Piagafen. Since there's a mitzvah to drink from the Kol Shel Kiddush, the Kol Shel Bracha, the only way to drink is to make a Bar Piagafen. So you have to make the bracha. That's not a Birchas Hanenin, a Stam Birchas Hanenin, that you want to eat. That's a Rishus. You want to eat. There's no obligation to eat. So if you decide to eat, someone else decides to eat, I can't be Motzi in a Birchas Hanenin. Shomea Ka'ona, we will say, if I'm eating as well, so then I can make the bracha for him. But if I've already been Yotze, well, let's say I'm not eating at all, I can't make a bracha on his behalf. That's a Davar Shel Rishus. It's not a mitzvah. So you could say that the reason why Yotze Motzi applies to the Bar Piagafen of Kiddush at night is because it's a chova, it's a mitzvah to drink from the kosher bracha. So that's why you got to make a Birchas Hanenin. So that Birchas Hanenin is different than a typical Birchas Hanenin. It's a davar shel rishus. But the other way to look at it is to say, no, the reason why Yotze Motzi applies to the Bar Piagafen of Kiddush at night is because it's mitzurah to the Birchas HaMitzvah. It's coming in conjunction with the Birchas HaMitzvah. So therefore it takes on the quality of the Birchas HaMitzvah, and that's why the rule of Yotze Motzi applies. What's the nachkamina between these two different approaches? It's actually Machlokes Rishonim, which one is correct. Rashi and the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, there on Daf Chav Tes. What's the nachkamina? Kiddush Bayom. Because Kiddush Bayom is a situation where you have a Birchas Hanenin, which is a chova, it's a mitzvah. Chazal instituted to say a Bar Piagafen even by day. But it's not coming in conjunction with a Birchas HaMitzvah. So if you say that the only time the rule of Yotze Motzi applies to Birchas Hanenin is if it comes mitzuruv together with the Birchas HaMitzvah, then it's nigrar after the Birchas HaMitzvah, and it has the same status as the Birchas HaMitzvah. So the Bar Piagafen by day, we're not going to say the rule of Yotze Motzi because there is no Birchas HaMitzvah. Only for the Kiddush at night, since there's a Birchas HaMitzvah, then we'll use the rule of Yotze Motzi even for the Bar Piagafen. But if you say that we will apply the principle of Yotze Motzi to Birchas Hanenin whenever it's a mitzvah to do that Birchas Hanenin, to recite the Birchas Hanenin, so then that should apply even to Kiddush Bayom. Since it's a mitzvah to recite the Bar Piagafen, to be koveya the Suda Al Hayayin, as we describe, so then we will say Yotze Motzi even for the Bar Piagafen by day. And that's how we paskin. We paskin that we say Yotze Motzi even for the Bar Piagafen by day. We must be assuming that the rule of Yotze Motzi applies even to Birchas Hanenin as long as it's a mitzvah to recite that Birchas Hanenin.
Would Singapore
Kiddush on Yom Tov does have a Birchas HaMitzvah associated with it.
No, I'm saying
at night.
Right.
But by day is the same thing. It's a mitzvah derabbanan. Yeah, it's exactly the same as Kiddush.
Can you only say Bar Piagafen?
The purpose of, I mean, people are maskir psukim on Shabbos too, but that's not
the ikar part of the
I don't think so. It's not an ikar part of the Kiddush. It's not an ikar part of the Kiddush. I guess the more you're mazkir, the more you demonstrate that the reason why you're making this bracha is for the chashivas of the Seudah. So you're explaining what the chashivas of the Seudah is based on, because it's Yom Tov, because it's Shabbos. That's the inyan to say the psukim.
Right.
Not just because the bracha is lonely, because you're not saying anything else there. It's because you want to explain what you're doing. You're being koveh the Seudah al Yayin, so you want to explain it. It's a Yom Tov Seudah, it's a Shabbos Seudah. So that's why you add the psukim. But it doesn't change the bracha. It's still only a brichas hanenin. It doesn't become a brichas hamitzvah. But if you hold that the rule of Yasamotzi applies to brichas hanenin whenever it's a mitzvah to say the bracha, so then it'll apply to Kiddush Beit Din. Okay, so this is the second issue. First issue, again, was whether you're allowed to eat before the Kiddush, even to taste a little bit. The second din is whether the rule of Yasamotzi applies to Kiddush Beit Din. And the third issue is, what can you make Kiddush on? Can you make Kiddush on what's called Chamar Medina? Chamar Medina, the wine of the locale, the wine of the province. So the Gemara Psachim has a discussion whether you're allowed to make Kiddush on Shechar, on beer. And the Gemara concludes that you can't. You're not allowed to make Kiddush on beer. You can only make Kiddush on Yayin. That's the mitzvah, to make Kiddush on Yayin, not on beer. But the Rishonim have a debate. What does that mean, that you can't make Kiddush on beer? Is it only talking about because Yayin is Matzoi? In a place where you have wine, so you should use wine, you're not allowed to use beer. Or is it saying, no, even where Yayin is not Matzi, there's a halacha that Chamar Medina doesn't qualify. Right? There's a mitzvah d'araisa of Kiddush Bedvarim, then there's a takana d'rabbanan that you should make the Kiddush ala kos, and Hamavarach Tzarech Sheyutim, you should drink on the kos. Three halachas. Kiddush Bedvarim, that's d'araisa at night. But making the Kiddush on a kos shel bracha and drinking from the kos, with pshuto, that's only d'rabbanan. Right? And then Kiddush by day, even the bracha itself, right, the whole thing is only the Rabbanan. So, Chazal were misaken that you should make Kiddush al HaKos. What kind of a kos? So comes the Gemara and says, you're not supposed to make Kiddush on Sheikha. So what does that mean? Is that only because Yayin is Matzoi? Or is it Dafka if Yayin, or even if Yayin is not Matzoi, you're still not allowed to use Sheikha. You're supposed to use Chamar Medina, period. You have to make it ala Yayin. This is Machlokas Rishon, and Machlokas 2 days in Shulchan Aruch had a Paskin. Is one allowed to make Kiddush on Sheikhar, on some kind of Chamar Medina, right? Schnapps, Yayin Sarov, as they call it, Yash, right? Yayin Sarov, can you make Kiddush on schnapps, on liquor, or beer, or something like that, if Yayin is Motzli, right? If Yayin is not Motzli, right? Is it Dafka? Is it dafka when Yayin is matzah that you're not supposed to make Kiddush on Shechar? Or even if Yayin is not matzah, you're still not supposed to make Kiddush on Shechar? How do we paskin? So the Rosh paskins, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh paskins that there's a difference between the nighttime Kiddush and the daytime Kiddush. That's the chilik. That nighttime, if you don't want to be Makkah, if Yayin is not matzah, if Yayin is not matzah, what do you make Kiddush on? Don't make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Make Kiddush on the bread. That's what the Rosh says. At night, you should better make Kiddush on the bread. But by day, it's better to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina if you don't have wine. Why? Because at night, since you're making a Birchas HaMitzvah anyway, you make a Bracha of Kiddush. So even if you say Hamotzi, even if your Birchas HaNenin is only Hamotzi, it's Nikkur that you're making a Kiddush. It's recognizable that there's a Kiddush going on over there. But the problem is by day, since you're about to eat a Suda, you're going to make a Hamotzi on the Chalas. So if the Kiddush is just a Hamotzi, so then no one sees that you're making Kiddush. They think you're just starting the meal. You washed and you're making a Hamotzi and you're starting the meal. It's not Nikkur that you're making a Kiddush here. That's why the Rosh says, by day, if you don't have wine, it's better to make Kiddush on Sheikha than to make Kiddush on Pas. Even though bread is more Choshev. And at night, you should make Kiddush on bread better than on Chamar Medina, if you don't have wine. But by day, if you don't have wine, better to make Kiddush on the Sheikha, because then it's Nikkur. It's a shinui, it's nikkur that you're making Kiddush and not just starting the meal. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and points out that even those who are makel to be Makadosh on Chamar Medina, that's only where Yayin is Eino Matzui, where you don't have wine. But if you have wine, Avada, you should make Kiddush on wine. That's what it sounds like from the Rishonim. Because they have a whole discussion in the Gemara Psachim. Is the Maskana of the Gemara that you can't make Kiddush on Sheikha, is that where Yayin is Matzui, or even where Yayin is Eino Matzui? But one thing is clear, when Yayin is Matzi, you're certainly not supposed to make Kiddush on Sheikhar. Right? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, even the Mekilim, he quotes from the Magen Avraham, that even the Mekilim hold that if Yayin is Matzi, you shouldn't make Kiddush on liquor or on beer or something like that. So the Pella is, how Bizman Hazeh is there a widespread minig, not just Bizman Hazeh in the 21st century, but you know, this already has been going on for a couple hundred years. that there's a minhag to make kiddush on a schnapps, especially chassidim, right? But even non-chassidim, even people who have nothing to do with chassidus, they accepted this chassidish minhag. It's a popular minhag. People make kiddush on schnapps. So what is that? What's that based on? It's against the Rishonim. The Rishonim say that you're not supposed to make kiddush on shecher if yain is matzah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chai Adam that maybe yain sarif is different. Why? Because it's chaviv. Telling me it's chaviv. Right? It's chaviv. It's beloved on the person. So even if the yain is matzah, but he wants to have a schnapps. It's not the same. Sheikhar, you know, as beloved as beer is, it's just not the same as schnapps. Right? So the Chai Adam says that because it's chaviv, then that gives the chashivas. What's the whole reason why you're not allowed to make kiddush on Sheikhar, on Chamar Medina, if yain is matzah? That's because it's a bizarre end of the kiddush. Right? You have yain is matzah, and you're going to go to Chamar Medina? Why? There's no reason for it. Go to the yain, it's more chashuv. But if the yain saraf, if the schnapps is chaviv on the person, so then that creates a chashivas too. So if it's chaviv on the person, it creates a chashivas, so then perhaps one would be allowed to make kiddush on the yain saraf, even if regular yain is matzah. Maybe that's the limud zchus on those people who have the minig to make kiddush on the schnapps. But we're not out of the water yet. Yes? It would dafka apply today. No one would say you should make kiddush on schnapps at night.
Right, but it seems like it wasn't the chiluk before that the rosh gave between night and day just because of the recognizable difference between motzi and kiddush. I mean, you would know, I mean, then Kyle just points out that it's chavuv.
Right, but the problem is, even according to the rosh, presumably that only applies if you don't have yayin. The rosh is talking about if you don't have yayin, so then what should you make kiddush on? So he says, at night, make it on pas. By day, make it on Chamar Medina. That's what the Rosh is saying. If yain is not matzah, so frek the Mishnah Berurah, but nowadays yain is matzah, you have wine, wine is pretty plentiful, so what's the heta to make kiddush on schnapps by day? No one would think to make kiddush on schnapps at night. But to make kiddush on schnapps by day, what's the heta to do that if yain is matzah? So the answer might be, like the Chai Adam, that it's chaviv. If the schnapps is chaviv, so then maybe there's room to be mekel to make kiddush on the schnapps even if yain is matzah. Yes?
It's objectively a chaviv to some people, or anything that would be chaviv, you can use instead of
I think it's a more objective chavivus. I think it has a certain status in the. It's not just a stam chamar medina, but it's the word chaviv normally means that it's subjectively chaviv to the person. We talk about it in terms of kedima and brachas. So does this mean subjectively chaviv? I'm not sure. What's the example of another thing that's chaviv on the individual? Do you have anything in mind?
Or? If you were an individual.
If you were to have something else that's chaviv, I don't know, we'd have to evaluate it. I think schnapps has a special status. The reason why it's chaviv is because it has a special status. So therefore it's chaviv on the individual. I'm not sure. I mean, wine is also chaviv on a person. The answer is it's something special, something unique, it's something... The question is, what's the shear if you're going to make kiddush on schnapps? That's the real quandary. Once you get past the first issue as to whether you're allowed to make kiddush on schnapps, the question is, how much do you need? So it's hard enough just to get the heta to make kiddush on schnapps, but how much do you need? What's the shaila? Well, the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel, says that you're supposed to make kiddush on a kos that holds a revius halod. And to drink malo lugmov, to drink a chikva, which is a rove of a revius. What's a sheer revius? A different sheet this, but the smallest sheer is around 3.5 fluid ounces. 3.5 fluid ounces. So a rove revius is about 1.7 fluid ounces. So that's quite a chug. Right? So you get what? You're going to make kiddush on schnapps, you'll fill up a glass full of 3.5 fluid ounces, and drink 1.7 fluid ounces of the schnapps. Okay, it's going to be a lever de kasuda there. That's quite a chumrah, right? So even if we get past the first difficulty and we somehow think of a heter to make kiddush on schnapps by day, even if the yayin is plentiful, but you still have to ask yourself, how much do you have to make kiddush on? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Chai Adam, the Taki, you have to be machmer, that if you're going to make kiddush on schnapps, you have to have a shir revius in the coast, and you have to drink a malon lugmav. So if you can't hold your liquor, if you can't drink a little lumen, if you can't drink 1.7 fluid ounces, don't do it. Don't rely on this. That's what the Chayyadim said. So the Chayyadim helped us and said that if it's chaviv, you can make kiddush on schnapps, but he threw us from the frying pan into the fire. Right? That even if he's going to help us, that you can make kiddush on schnapps, but he qualified his big kula, and he says, but you still need a revius in the coast, and you have to drink a malol lugmav of the coast. The Mishnah Berurah does say that b'di'eved, if you want to make kiddush on schnapps and be machmir for the Chayyadim, you can share the schnapps. Right? There's another shita. Does the Mekadesh have to drink the full Malo Lugmav, or can he share the shear with others, with the Mesubin? So you could do that. You could share the shear with other people there. They'll all drink a little bit. You all drink a half a fluid ounce. You have 2-3 people there. Or if you want to divide the 1.7 fluid ounces in half, so you're only drinking 0.8 of a fluid ounce. That's like a shot glass. Still a lot, but it's not so much. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to do. Gabriel.
Is it possible to say that by a shear of vias by yain is only because it's the common shear, but by...
Very good. Very good. We're going to get to that. Before we get to that, Rabbi Shechter in his Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzohar quotes from the Kozhigul of a Gaon with Ayaleib Fromer. So he had a very interesting idea. He was a chassidish, so he must have made kiddush on schnapps. So the Kozhigul of a Gaon wanted to suggest that maybe the shear of vias wasn't said by schnapps, because schnapps is not really a drink. It's not a mashka at all. Why is it a mashka? Because no one drinks schnapps to quench their thirst. So even though schnapps is a liquid, but it really has the status of a meichel, Kozhik Glover wanted to say. So if it has the status of a meichel, maybe the shear melo lugmo doesn't apply, maybe the shear is only a kezayis, it's much less. The shear of a kezayis is much less. Right? The shear of a melo lugmo, what is a revius? A revius is 1.5 bayim, and a kezayis is a half a bayim. So a kezayis is a third of a revius, not a half of a revius. It's much less. Much less. So he wanted to suggest that maybe the shear for schnapps should only be a kezayis, because it's really a meichel, it's not a mashke, because no one drinks it to quench their thirst. Rav Shechter quotes that Rav Chaim Volozhin felt that that's not going to solve the problem, because if you say that it's a meichel and not a mashkes, it's not chamar medina. you haven't solved it. You created a bigger problem. You think you're solving the problem in terms of the shiurim, but you haven't solved anything, because once you say that the schnapps is a meichel, so then you can't make kiddush on it. That's not chamar medina. You can only use wine, you can use bread, you can use chamar medina, but you can't just use stama meichel. You can't make kiddush on soup. Right? So if you hold that the schnapps is like a meichel, it's like soup, so you can't make kiddush on it. So what's the kosher glove saying? So the answer they all give is the Taz. This is Gavriel's Taz. Right? The Taz has an incredible shita when it comes to the bracha achron of schnapps. Taz in Simin Reish Yud, Sifkot Nalev, says that for the bracha achron of schnapps, you don't need a full shir. Since the purta miyas v'daite, since you get a yishav adas, you're happy, you're satisfied with even less, so then to make a bracha achron, you only need a small shir. It's normal to drink less than the regular shir of a normal mashke, so therefore for the bracha achron on schnapps, you don't have to drink the full shir. What's the shir of a bracha achron on a liquid? Not so posh. It's a big machloket. Some say revius, some say melo lugmav, some say kezayis. So if you're going to be machmer, that you have to drink at least the melo lugmav or revius, so that's going to be a problem when it comes to schnapps. What, you have to drink a revius of schnapps in order to make a bracha achrona? So comes Taz and says, no. Since it's normal to drink a shot glass, that's enough. That's enough. That's the shear. The shot glass is the shear, according to the Taz. Not everyone agrees. The Magen Avraham says, no. The Chachamim, we're not machalik in the shear for bracha achrona. You got to drink the regular shear. So if you hold the shear as melo lugmav or revius, you have to drink that in schnapps as well. That's the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah actually paskins like the Magen Avraham. He says that for schnapps, you have to drink a melo lugmav. You have to fill up the coast with the revius, and you have to drink a melo lugmav. But many are makel for the Taz. Many assume the Taz is right, that when it comes to bracha achrona, as long as you have a shot glass of schnapps, since that's the normal shear, the purta miyas v'daita, that's the normal shear, you can make a bracha achrona, you can make a bar nefoshos on a shot glass of schnapps. You don't have to have melo lugmav of the schnapps. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Har Tzvi wanted to suggest that based on the Taz, we can explain why you can make kiddush on a shot glass of schnapps as well. That if a purta miyas v'daita is enough for bracha achrona on the schnapps, that once we say before the miyas v'daita, that means that even a smaller shear is a davar choshev when it comes to schnapps. It should be a davar choshev when it comes to the kiddush as well. it's a davar choshev legabi the bracha achrona and shnaps, it should be a davar choshev legabi the kiddush too. So maybe that's the limud zchus, that those people, that old minig, that people make kiddush by day on shnaps, is because they hold that it's a davar choshev, and because it's choshev, it's choshev, and that's why even though yain is matzah, you can get wine, but nevertheless they make kiddush on the shnaps. How much do they drink? They don't drink a malo lubav. I've never seen anyone do that. They'll drink a shot glass. You fill up the shot glass and you make kiddush. You drink the shot glass. Why? Because they're assuming like the Taz, that the purta miyas v'dayte. So if a small amount is a shir chosha for the bracha chrona on schnapps, then it should be a shir chosha for kiddush as well, and that would permit a person to make kiddush on schnapps, at least by day. Okay, we'll stop.